looking for the reason of that delay. So you should go at the last verse of book one. There you find it.
The camel.
Last verse of book one.
The nettles, it had become dry. It had lost its juice.
It's not its last paragraph. It's not last verse. Last verse is important, isn't it? A guy will finish his book and will send them away for 2 years. They will say, patience will bring what you wish, not rushing it. Be patient, and God knows the best. Patient. When the book one is finished, normally everybody is, let's go book two. What do you mean, let's go book two? You have to absorb this. You have to change. You have to become patient. Remember, the patient means you have to be patient and loving every moment of it. Rushing is the attitude of intelligence. Yes. Let's come back. Book two at the beginning. You again. What was the beginning of this book?
Something.
At least. Mention that there was one special verse at the beginning. Right? Somebody asked me what is
love.
Love? Or being in love? I told him you will know it when you become we. That's the juice. Right? Then he started with what? He started to reanalyze, go a little bit deeper, and talk about the problem of intelligence. Why? Because openly he said, listen, this thing we are talking about, this wisdom, is not knowledge. And knowledge here is a barrier, because intelligence doesn't give up. That's the nature. But you should be clever. Intelligence belongs to the donkey. Donkey doesn't like the path. You should remember that there is something else that doesn't belong to donkey. What is it? Imagination. I said, imagination is yours. By just thinking about a beautiful missing stuff in your imagination, you feel different, because imagination is the stuff we talked about it right at the beginning, right? So, but by imagination, I don't mean that funny game of intelligence in your brain. Imagination is a principle. Principle of similarity, attraction of similar stuff. Mainly attraction. Attraction of what? You. No, you don't know. You. Attraction of what? Simple. Little boy is standing here. We talked about attraction of beauty. Remember? It's as simple as this. My beloved is beautiful, and my heart is being pulled towards beloved. Therefore, I could be beautified, because there is some similarity in this attraction. Period. And that's it. Because this is another picture of me. What is the picture of me according to science? You lady.
Separated collection of atoms that the intelligence is caused because of the body.
And an animal, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Deterministic.
We believe that that's a very silly picture of human being, because that picture is not the real one. It's just what? That is the picture of an individual fellow, which is a part of this. A part of this stuff is individual fellow. But in this stuff, I call it stuff because I don't know how to call it. In this stuff, there is the lovely story of Romeo and Juliet, which doesn't belong to any of those individual animals you're talking about. Here is a story. And a story brings the meaning. And all of this cannot be there. Why? Because all of this, the essence of all, is love. And love requires some main qualities which are anti-reason, anti-intelligence. Love will bring an attitude of giving your life for the pleasure of someone else. This is not logical, it's illogical. Love is illogical, and it's ours. It exists in we. That we has nothing to do with animal. Animal is a very simple creature. Me with this friend of mine, you know, there is another one here, an alien. He doesn't give a damn about the history of blah, blah, blah. He's a simple observer, alien. He will look and he will see what? He will see animals, but a creature who is different. It's so different that is the only one. John, would you please change yours?
You see, I have moved. I knew you wanted it.
Because I'm being desperately. So who am I? There is something in we, not me. In we means our collective existence, which cannot be in animal. Because animal has a very simple structure. Needs to eat, avoid being eaten, reproduce. That's it. And all of this is around the center of me, ego. Animal is defined by self. Here we talk about selflessness. And a simple animal should go, and there is a lot of us, not we, a lot of us, still animals. We go for what? Having two things, and two things only. What is it?
Humans or animals?
No, the animals, they want what?
Satisfaction.
Satisfaction? Having a lot of assets and power, being at the center, all of that, right? We describe our path towards some place we call it not having, not being. That's a state of mind. You see, not having and not being is exactly the opposite of animal. We are not animals, because there is attraction of beauty in here. Animal cares about beauty? That's the principle here. That's the imagination. But, okay, what is this imagination? What is it? Because that we, it's not a physical existence. So this imagination physically doesn't exist really? What is reality? That's a good question. What was reality, Nujin?
What is real?
Yes. Reality to logical brain of an animal is existence. What is being here? All existence. But we understood that that's the smallest possible universe. It's so small, teeny-weeny. Do you remember the limitation of it? Oh, there are a lot of rooms. Something could exist by being framed in time and space and all the other dimensions. That's existence. How long does it exist, the existence? Just a quantum. Then it will disappear. There will be a next quantum and nothing is here. Then the next quantum will arrive and another existence comes. Anyhow, the animals, they believe in that. Good for you. But did you forget last night? You were dreaming. Where were you? Where is that universe? You share it. You think you share it with the cat. Okay, good for you and the cat. But remember, that's a universe which is not in this existence. And it's bigger, larger, isn't it? Because it's not limited to the limitation of this. When you dream, you fly. If you want, gravity is there. If you want, it will disappear. It's like that. And you know nothing about it. And that is limited. Imagination is the universe we are talking about. Imagination is building the meaning that is in here and you could grab it. If you're not sleeping with your eye open and things like that. There is imagination over there. And imagination itself is just a gate to the other one. Because these three, they share some limitations. Because there is a limit to them. The largest universe we understand or could understand is non-existence. Limitless stuff. All the existence is coming from non-existence and will go to non-existence. And non-existence exists. No discourse for a cockroach. There is no animal understanding non-existence. That is what we understand. Too much blah, 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 good words, and it was good show. But what does that mean? What is that good for? Ha! That is this book. Being explained here, you need to understand non-existence. First of all, non-existence is not ruining, is not killing, it's not destroying, it is building. Could you imagine? You could build a non-existence? Yes, you take a piece of wood, right, and you try to dig and throw away pieces from it. Then you have a wooden ball. That non-existence of the wood is the ball. We understand it. We use it, don't we? That's non-existence, and we need it. Why? Because for understanding that illogical part, you need the non-existence of this logical part. You should be able to dig it, put it aside, without it. Why? It is sort of this. First of all, you think whatever you see is it. And you're silly because one hair of your eyebrow will distort everything. then